producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pal from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is in the wings. Justin, EPA today, as you know, unveiled that truly landmark climate rule. It now requires existing power plants to cut their carbon pollution 30% by 2030. A lot of reaction in and out of Washington. Tell us more.
Exactly. This was billed in some corners of D.C., as probably the most monumental day of Obama's presidency, considering how much of an emphasis has been put on climate change from a large part of the not just Democratic community, but the American community at large. So this was viewed as one of the more significant steps he could have taken with his phone and pen that he pledged to use earlier this year. This, as you mentioned, would reduce the carbon emissions released by power plants in the U.S., the coal-burning plants, by 30% by 2030, which is, relatively interesting considering that about 39% of America's carbon output is in fact produced by carbon plants. So we've been getting reactions from this all day. Of course, this has been applauded by Democrats, but we also saw some predictably angry responses from Republicans, not the least of which was from House Speaker John Boehner, who described the proposal as crazy, saying that essentially it's going to result in more jobs being shipped overseas, and saying that there is essentially no more succinct way to describe it than simply being nuts. And he said essentially that this will lead to Americans paying more for everything at the end of the day, even though, according to the EPA, this is projected to save average Americans about $90 billion once this is through.
So where do they get their figure for the $90 billion?
This is essentially just a savings that's going to be brought in by ultimately Americans paying less for power once they decide to move to either more affordable or more sustainable methods of power. The sort of beauty of this project, according to the administration, is essentially that it is lax and will essentially allow states to reach these goals through whatever means that they see fit. This could either be by simply slashing the emission standards for their own power plants, or by developing, new, cleaner, less high-profile technologies in the coming years. So pretty interesting stuff, to say the least, and a pretty proclamation from the administration itself.
And you also had this today. You had Senator Lindsey Graham among the people on the Armed Services Committee talking about the fact that they want to hold hearings on the prisoner swap that got the freedom of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. We've been talking about that on America Tonight when we had our kickoff show. You know this because it was 5-1, basically cutting to the chase. They're calling it. Graham is calling Obama's decision to release the five prisoners from Guantanamo the Taliban dream team. Do you think they're going to get that hearing?
It remains to be seen whether or not they're going to get a public hearing, but we do know that the Senate Armed Services Committee, as of tomorrow or later this week, are going to have a closed-door hearing with members of the administration to defend this decision. Today, in a briefing with Jay Carney, the White House press secretary who is outgoing, he defended the decision, saying essentially that this is sort of in line with the ethos and the decisions made prior from previous administrations, and essentially arguing that the health concerns really facing this young American really made this sort of rapid, swift decision necessary. And he also pointed out that talks for this have been going on for a number of years and that the idea of a prison exchange was previously on the table. So those who are arguing in Congress that the 30-day sort of approval process necessary for lawmakers, couldn't really apply considering the grievous health concerns posed by this current situation and the apparent, dietary issues facing Sergeant Bergdahl.
Yeah. And also related to the military, you know this happened. Shinseki resigns on Friday. So you had two back-to-back presidential press conferences, if you will, Friday and then Saturday with the release of Bergdahl. With as regards to the veterans situation, what happens now? What are they saying in Washington? Because this has just been a couple of days to digest this situation.
Sort of the unstated feeling within a lot of the Washington community is that it's going to be hard to replace, General Shinseki from that position. For all of the errors that happened with the VA, he was somebody who was, overall a relatively dedicated soldier. And so now it's just sort of one of those DC guessing games to figure out who is going to fulfill the position full time. There have been a number of names sort of round about, including some high-profile figures like Colin Powell or, even Mitt Romney, which has been floated in a number of circles. And that sort of falls in line with the administration's sort of newfound goal of fulfilling relatively minor positions within the Obama cabinet with sort of political rock stars or up-and-comers. This is something that we've seen previously with the Department of Transportation being filled by Anthony Fox, as well as the Department of Housing and Urban Development, filled by Julian Castro. And it looks like it would not necessarily be out of the realm of possibility to try to fill this position with sort of a high-profile name emerging from the military or emerging from even the business community in order to keep this very serious issue within the headlines and to show that actual progress has been attained.
Yeah. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Talk Radio News, appreciate it.
Thank you.
So the big story, the EPA now in these standards, a lot of people feel as though, in the coal states anyway, forget about it, we're bagging these jobs now and what's going to happen. So the president makes good on his promise to all that he said he would do to the green machine folks by setting the emissions in fossil fuel burning power plants, forcing the cut by 30% by 2030. Rand Paul, pretty high on the list of presidential wannabes for Republicans, the senator from Kentucky, says this is an assault on the economy and an illegal use of executive power. He's going to force a vote to repeal it. He's not alone. There are others who are fuming on the Democratic side as well, including a couple of Democrats, one from West Virginia, Congressman Nick Rahal, saying he's going to introduce legislation. Then you've got David McKinley. He's the Republican counterpart, congressional-wise, from West Virginia. He wants to stop the EPA plan. This is going to be a huge issue for these midterm elections. And depending on these proposals and the blowback to these EPA new carbon standards, because I think it has a massive impact on the midterms along with Obamacare, this will also play a part in what happens, I think, presidentially as far as in the debates and et cetera in 2016. So there's almost a 700-page report that's going to be finalized next year, and it really is pretty much the centerpiece of Obama's climate change agenda and a step that the administration says they hope will get other countries to act when negotiations on a new international treaty resume next year. So what did the president have to say about that as far as what the U.S. should be doing? We'll hear about it on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
No attorneys to plead my case. No OBS. Just send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. In trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I deserve my life again. I'm in trouble. In trouble now.
Climate change is real. It has impacts not just in the distant future, it has serious impacts as we speak.
President, today talking about the EPA backing it up, and got a lot of high fives, a lot of people on the green side of things, I'll call it, because you can still be for recycling and be for environmentally conscious but not believe in all of this great push of shutting down the emissions and what's happening with the coal plants. Ultimately, there's no question it's going to cost a lot of jobs. This is why you have a lot of Democrats jumping on it and Republicans in the coal states. Think of West Virginia and Kentucky and how much the livelihoods depend on that. We have 600 coal-fired plants in the USA. How many will close down? How many brownouts could we possibly have? I mean, there's no question, no matter where your politics fall, folks, this is a job killer. That's the bottom line. It's a job killer. But you might be of the mind to say, well, listen, this is going to save us money in the long run. It will be much more responsible. Imagine where we'll be 20 years from now, because we can't keep walking in the same direction, can we? So what do you think, fair or foul? A victory for climate change and the green machine, but is it a loss and a job killer for so many others, and especially lower income people? How are they going to be affected? And what do you think you're going to see for electricity, and what kind of brownouts and problems do you think we're going to have? Think of the outputs. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So this climate plan, the drama has the drama is lined up, and it's lined up politically. Check your calendar. I mentioned it already. What's at stake? Midterm elections. Some of these seats, it's going to be interesting to watch to see what happens here. Some of the biggest fights this campaign season are taking place in red states where jobs and the economy are constantly at odds against the environment. They're also the biggest states where Obama's plan to limit carbon emission from power plants will have the biggest impact. The power plants cutting the emissions, that cost is going to get pushed on to consumers. But more importantly, some of them will shut these plants down. It won't be worth it. And coal plants, how much of a polluter are they? Some would say the greatest polluters. They're going to be the most impacted by the new rules once they're finalized. So you have the Democrats, and I just mentioned one, from conservative coal-producing states that are breaking away from the president. Whoa, you're not my president anymore. Here's one. Democrat Alison Lundgren Grimes is running to unseat the Senate Republican leader, who seems like he's been in that job since the beginning of time, Mitch McConnell, put out a huge statement opposing Obama's move. Other than that, she wasn't doing that. And here's what she said. She said, President Obama's new EPA rule is more proof that Washington isn't working for Kentucky. When I'm in the U.S. Senate, I will fiercely oppose the president's attack on Kentucky's coal industry because protecting our jobs will be my number one priority. She's running ads in Kentucky newspapers that say President Obama and Washington don't get it. Where's McConnell in this? McConnell wants to propose legislation, of course. And it's interesting because Grimes was recruited by President Obama, who said he would bankrupt the coal industry. He was recruited. I mean, she was recruited by President Obama. And Harry Reid. She is being funded by a lot of liberals nationwide. And why is that? Because what does the vote do? She's blowing back against the president, but once she gets in, she'd be part of the anti-coal establishment if all of this pushes through. So there are a lot of people who are furious. This could also play out in Louisiana, where Senator Mary Landrieu, chairman of the Senate Energy Committee, is in a very tough reelection campaign. She's already got problems with Obamacare, which she's distanced herself from that. She's been a major defender of fossil fuel-based energy industries, oil, natural gas, some coal, and that's important to her state's economy. So she tried to straddle it, saying that carbon emissions should be reduced, but with the input of Congress and not through the Environmental Protection Agency. That's how she got around it. She didn't high-five the president. Now, the opponent for Mary Landrieu, Bill Cassidy, slammed her and said she hasn't done very much to stop regulations. That he says tie down Louisiana's energy and economy in an effort to promote a radical climate change agenda. So check, climate change is real when it comes to being an issue here in this country and when it comes to electing people. And where do you fall on this scale? I got a ton of emails. Here's one I got from Eric from West Virginia. He says, Kate, we are drowning in regulation, nonsense, and idiots from Washington who have no idea how they will kill us in this state if coal goes down. We are dead. We might as well all leave West Virginia. I got another one for Mary in North Carolina who says, hello, I know you're paying attention to what's happening. This is all anyone's talking about, other talk show hosts. I have to tell you that this couldn't be a worse time for this crazy kind of anti-energy policy. Do they pay attention to what's happening outside of Washington, D.C.? Thousands upon thousands of jobs will be gone if we completely crack the coal industry in half. Not to mention, how much are we going to pay for electricity? And what do we do when it's not there, when some of the plants have to close down as a result? And then I did get some, and I always say this, listen, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. All opinions are welcome here. Just have one, for goodness sake. I got this one from Tom who says, Kate, what a great victory for President Obama. I love to hear the people cry and whine and try to say that it's all fake and that the planet is not melting before our very eyes. That's just greedy people who have all the money in the world and don't seem to give a damn about the rest of us when it comes to the air we're breathing, our children, the environment on this planet in general. These are the kinds of people that would stab you in the back. Bravo, President Obama and the EPA. I could just hug them all. Ooh. All right, so you may feel the same way. This is going to come up in a lot of races. Virginia, Alaska, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, too. My father grew up in a coal mining town, Pittston, Pennsylvania. So they all produce coal. They lean conservative and have mostly voters that are not excited about government regulation, because that's part of this, too. This is government regulation. For the Republicans in general, they can take advantage of this because it plays into their hands. For the Democrats in some states, this is a tough one. How about for the rest of you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-8.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
As we get closer to the top of the hour, more odds and ends. I think still people are reeling and trying to make heads or tails of these EPA regulations. For the common man, where you're not dependent on coal, you're not working in an industry dependent on coal, and what you want is the lights to be able to turn on and off. You want to be able to get your electricity, and you don't want to have an outrageous bill. You want to be able to pay a fair price. And you know that a lot of different things have happened with electricity. There certainly is a war for customers. Almost every place I've lived in the last couple of years, that's what you get. Well, if you flip to this, then we'll send you a $100 Visa gift card if you sign a contract with us and you get into a locked rate. But still, you see how easy the numbers jump. Well, imagine if there is less of it being produced the traditional way. Yikes. You know that thing about having the wind turbine in your backyard? We might all be living on the co-op with a big wind turbine praying that we get some wind. Please, God, please give us wind. And the problem is, when you dive deeper into some of the green initiatives, they're not possible for people who are poor or even middle class. They're only possible for wealthy people. I'm not talking about the obvious low-level things you can do, like, hello, recycling in your township, and then you get money, or they take money off your bill, or whatever. Of course, that's all great. Recycle the cans, the plastic, and whatever. I mean, we're talking about the really hardcore things that affect you and I. You have to pay attention to what's happened with these regulations, because this is your future. I mean, this is about the money that you have in your pocket and how much you can hang on to. You know, I get the biggest kick out of watching people like Susie Orman and other financial advisors who go on shows, or they're interviewed on some of the talk shows, the morning shows, television shows, whatever. And they lecture people about, well, you know, here's the problem. It's all about stuff, and we have too much stuff, and get rid of this and get rid of that. And so you just need to have a year's worth of salary, and then you should have a nest egg in case something happens. Then you should have another nest egg for if things break down, which they will, they wear out on your home. I mean, are they really, really in touch with what people have and how many people in this country live hand to mouth, even if they feel like they're doing okay? It's really a check-to-check thing. I can't tell you how many people say, as soon as my next check comes in. I just heard somebody say that the other day. As soon as my next check comes in. So they don't have a whole stash somewhere underneath the floorboards in the house or whatever. So the EPA, with this new ruling announcing, which really for the president from the green side of things, this is awesome. I mean, if you were truly a big backer of anything green, baby, I will believe it, I will eat it, I will do it. Then you are in love with what just happened, this new proposal. 30% reduction of emissions 2030. That is a bold move. The EPA administrator says this shows the world that the U.S. would walk the climate change talk and establish Obama's environmental legacy as he enters the final third of his presidency. And the EPA says, and McCarthy, I'll just give you her quote, says, for the sake of our family's health and our kids' future, we have a moral obligation to act on climate. When we do, we'll turn risks on climate into business opportunities, we'll spur innovation and investment, and we'll build a world-leading clean energy economy. Okay, so this is the problem I have in diagramming that sentence. Remember when you said to diagram it? Where's the verb? Where's the prepositions? Here's the thing. Will spur, how does this, what's spurring innovation and investment? What are we building clean energy-wise that's affordable, ready to go out to the masses, and is backed? We have backed with those guaranteed loans a few losers because, guess what? They were made cheaper by the Chinese, like the solar panels. That's the best example, Solyndra. Not to kick a dead horse, but it's the best example. So how many of those kinds of failures can we have? The cost of climate change, they say, $100 billion a year. That was the United Nations that came up with that figure. That was a panel of experts. Panel of experts that said that. The problem is the reality of trying to sell this to us. What happens to all those people that lose those jobs? Are they going to get them green jobs at the same pay and with the same guarantees? No. You're out. So carbon pollution, I'm saying the EPA, says increased dramatically since the Industrial Revolution. and it corresponds to the warming of the global climate. Scientists predicting rising oceans, volatile weather patterns, change in agriculture zones, and some other impacts in the next decades that will affect everyone on the planet and require increasing percentage of national budgets to prevent catastrophic results. When I get off the air, I'm going to have to watch Day After Tomorrow and see if I see any kind of a correlation here. I feel like Dennis Quaid is somewhere in the background at the White House advising. And I don't mean to make fun of this either. It's just that there's so much about what's being served up that will affect the very people that cannot afford it, that supposedly in all these States of the Union addresses, we're going to be helped. We're going to get these jobs. I mean, just listen to this statistic. Coal supplied 37% of U.S. electricity in 2012, compared to 30% from natural gas, 19% from nuclear power plants, 7% from hydropower sources like dams and stuff, 5% from renewable sources like wind and solar, 5%, I'm going to say it again, from renewable sources, wind and solar. We can't afford it. I mean, the average Joe, we can't afford it. That's the problem, right? Now, if I have Al Gore's money, bring it on. Green me up. Because it'd be nothing to do that. I mean, you're talking about almost 40% from coal, and now we're going to dwindle that down pretty quickly. I don't know. How do we do that? How do we leap over that bridge where it doesn't kill us all? What kind of tax break are you going to give us? We'll pay for 85% of your solar panels. And then nuclear power plants, 19% for nuclear power plants. The fear of nuclear accidents, I mean, we're not like France, where they are loving it. They have nuclear power, baby. Bring it on, where it's working, it's blowing and going. And their bills are pretty cheap. But we're not going in that direction. So we are left with what? The choice of renewable sources, which would work if we all had the money. Great. And I'm not even being sarcastic. It really is the truth. If you shop around, if you ask some questions, you'll find out the same thing that I found out. In fact, we're going to have a green week. I'm really serious about this. We're going to have a green week on America Tonight. And we're going to have a panel of experts come on. And we will take different people and give them different dimensions of houses and let them tell us what it would take to outfit the house in different parts of the country. Because you're still going to always get a lot of snow in Minnesota in the winter, where you wouldn't get that in Phoenix or in Dallas. There's a big difference of what you can expect in certain parts of the country, for goodness sake. And that also makes a huge difference if you're talking about anything renewable. So if you're really going to go in this direction and sell it, then you have to give us the tools pretty much pretty cheaply. Because we're being taxed in every direction, backwards and forwards. I mean, we got to have huge incentives to be able to put in these solar panels and everything else. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, along with some odds and ends as we clean things up for this hour. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
America tonight. Wait a second, we might need those trees. Now listen, too, you may think this is a very good idea. I have a cousin who thinks it's just the greatest thing ever and does not agree with me whatsoever and feels as though there will be affordable alternatives and it's better than waking up to all of us floating out into the Atlantic Ocean. Of course, they would float out into the Atlantic Ocean. I guess I would be in the Gulf of Mexico if I were to listen to my cousin. So it is about how much time, and my cousin says, you know, we don't have that much time. This is a smart thing. And yes, we understand our dependence on coal, but we need to wean ourselves off of it. Well, we're going to be forced weaned unless something changes. I'll reiterate this again, folks, to make this final lap on ATN. By 2030, just over 30% of U.S. electricity will come from coal and about the same amount from natural gas, with wind, solar, and other alternative sources providing about 9%, according to the EPA. The proposed new rules would reduce carbon pollution by the same amount as removing two-thirds of all cars and trucks from American roads. That's how they compare it to let you process it. Removing two-thirds of cars and trucks. And it puts the cost at $8.8 billion a year. but then says there's health gains because you have fewer premature deaths and respiratory diseases, along with other benefits that are worth these tens of billions of dollars to the U.S. economy. All right, so this is what they're trying to say. We'll have less problems, less asthma, less deaths, that kind of stuff, because of what's being required by the coal plants. I'm just asking, do you believe that? Because that's the mythical, this is what we think. It means higher electricity costs for sure. So this is, again, just trust us. We'll transform it. Come with us, and then it'll feel okay. I don't think so. I think it's going to be rough transferring to this efficient power sector and that we're going to get these lower bills in the future. You know, it's like when people try to swindle you and tell you. Have you ever been on vacation somewhere and they say, listen, do you want a free boat ride? It's a $100 boat ride. You just have to come listen to a pitch and you're in Hawaii or you're somewhere in the Bahamas or wherever. And it's a timeshare pitch and they're trying to tell you how much is it going to cost you over 25 years? Would you like to go on vacation every year? And could you afford to go on vacation? Look what you're spending now. And then they go through the whole rigmarole of what it would be if you just got the timeshare. And it's only going to cost you really $25,000, but you would have spent $75,000, wouldn't you? You know that logic? And that's what it feels like to me. Well, you're going to have to really open up your wallet in the beginning, but geez, you know what? You're going to feel really good in the end. And more than good, we're going to be able to breathe better. You're not going to, people aren't going to die. We're going to have this terrible, terrible, terrible push on our health care. Because there's going to be less people. That's like the preventative thing. You can't force people to be preventative in how they take care of themselves. And furthermore, do you know when you're going to die? How many people can tell me right now, and if you can, oh boy, I want you to call this show, how many people can tell me when they're going to die? The answer is you can't. I have talked to so many doctors, we've had them here on the show, about health, health, health. Explain why people that you can bounce a quarter off their stomach and they run every other day and they're a lean, mean machine, why do they die of a heart attack? I mean, I know there's things you can do to help your chances, we think, right? So the thing is, this is what we're being sold here with this EPA change. Yes, we're going to probably, and they don't say that, but okay, higher electricity costs, but it's going to transform us. We're going to be efficient. We're going to have lower electricity bills in the future. So if you have a baby today, they'll be the beneficiaries of the lower prices, supposedly. And really the thing is, I think the key motivation, I know the key motivation, is one, for a legacy. This is what I promise. Here you go. And two, to give the United States the advantage in pressuring other economies, like China, major polluter. Come on, we know that. India, look at the populations in both of those places. And other countries to get cleaner energy policies. You think it's going to really push them into it? I'm going to say it's not. I don't think it's going to do that. And you know what they're going to say? Wait a second. You want us to sign this global climate change agreement in developing countries, yet the United States, during the industrial era and other industrialized powers, got filthy rich while you were polluting? And now you want us to agree to sign this? Uh-uh. They're not going to sign it. It's not happening. Who else is going to cut their carbon emissions by that much? But this is the push. We got to lead, and this is how we lead. And if we do this, they will follow. So here's the deal. There's a public comment period. and then they revise the proposal over the next year. So under the proposed rule, states would have until June 30th, 2016, to submit plans for achieving the reduced emissions target. So you can go to the EPA website. You can make a public comment if you don't agree with it. If you agree with it, then you're happy. Then you're going to trust, you're going to stand at the craps table, and you're trusting in the belief that we cut the emissions, we're going to save money, we're going to ultimately, even though it's going to be painful at first, we're going to save big money on electricity in the end. That's what's going to happen. So you have to decide which side of the craps table are you standing on. And pretty much I think that's where we're at. Unless something else comes along, another piece of legislation and a blowback on this. So let's see what happens in this public comment period. I think there's going to be a lot of comments. I'm just thinking people are going to wake up. All right, and finally, I hate to end on this note, but this is terrible. Two 12-year-old girls said they were inspired by the internet horror stories, are accused of luring a girl, basically, who was also 12, into a wooded area near Milwaukee before stabbing her 19 times and leaving her to crawl on her own to be rescued over the weekend. The 12-year-old, in stable condition at a hospital, 2 days after a bicyclist found her along a road in Wisconsin, or in Milwaukee, rather. The suspects were arrested hours after the girl was found there being held on preliminary charges of attempted first-degree intentional homicide. Oh, my, oh, my. This is terrible. And they're being charged as adults. They all attend the same middle school. And they had a sleepover at the home of one of the suspects on Friday night. Oh, my, oh, my. They said they'd been planning the attack since February. And they first were going to try to kill their 12-year-old friend by placing duct tape over her mouth while she was sleeping and stabbing her in the neck. Oh, my. What is wrong with the world?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.